All right. Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me? Confirm you can hear me here. Nothing like getting into your little service here and having them say that, oh, we did an update. Please switch the updated version. And I'm like, nah, I'm going live in 3 seconds. And the go live button broke. I'll send an email. How's it going? Hope all is well on your end. Today, we are talking about Zeta for Engineers, the brand new installment on the RCS Academy series. Hope we have a fantastic week so far. I'm really excited to dive into this today. If you have any questions for me, my chat is open here as well. Of course, we're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And I have my chat open here loud and clear. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And so, you know, of course, as you know, we get to get some housekeeping out of the way as well. We were just in NAB New York last week. It was a phenomenal show. I'm going to be heading to Seattle next week for the College Broadcasters. We have another great event, a couple of great events coming up as well. And so if you're out and about on the road, you can reach out to us and bring your G Selector, your Zeta, your questions. We'll take this RCS Academy on the road as well. So some great appearances coming up for these live radio conferences. We'd love to see you stop on by. And of course, if you can't stop on by, if only there was somewhere you could go online on rcsworks.com. Let's see if they move this caption over here. I think this is it. Here we go. Don't forget, the RCS Live Archive is always online at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Over 150 free videos across all RCS products, tips and tricks, how-tos, and all that good stuff. But today we're focusing on the RCS Academy, which is, by the way, now included as part of this nice little suite of RCS products here. So I want to first just talk about why we created the Zeta for Engineers, what role it plays in the overall RCS Academy workflow, and then also show you some great discounts on here as well in case you're curious about taking this course. So I'm just going to academyrcsworks.com over here on the cart and the product page here. You'll now notice there's a brand new Zeta for Engineers certification course. That's on top of our G Selector, our Acquira, and our Zeta Academy courses. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Nate, what's the difference between the Zeta certified and the Zeta for Engineers certified? And what we found was a lot of both administrators and also users, they kind of needed two different things, right? The idea that in the Zeta certification program, show me how to voice track, how to add songs, how to really understand the software. Zeta for Engineers is really more of the administrator engineering setup side of things. Now, of course, every station is different. So just like in G Selector's music philosophy, we don't tell you how to do something in the Zeta for Engineers. That's what the onboarding team is for, right? So we'll say certain things like if you wanted to create an auto load, this is where you'd create an auto load. These are the auto load settings. It's advanced features as well. So it's a really great course to work, you know, hand in hand with the Zeta certification course, right? And you'll notice it's a little bit cheaper as well. It's about 60% of the length of the Zeta for Engineers, which is Zeta certification here. Take a breath on my end. And so, the idea there is that you have $395. It's like a 60% of the chance of the course, and it's a great, great way for you to get in there, take the course, learn some of those advanced concepts. And it's a really, really helpful. And if you're brand new to both Zeta and Zeta for Engineers, we also have a Zeta bundle here as well for additional discounts. So you notice that, you know, this is $900 on there as well, giving you a much more deeper understanding. So in case you have a new hire or a new engineer, you have the Zeta, which will get you understanding of everything Zeta, basics, how to add a song, how to voice track, and Zeta for Engineers, how to set up auto loads and all those very, very specific station, system station global settings. I'll talk about that in just a second here. As mentioned, I have my chat open here as well. If any questions, let me know. I have that open there. So excited for the new course. I love it. So I just want to show you here, academyrcsworks.com. That's where you have all the new ones there. Don't forget the bundle, right? So if you want that discount, if you buy it individually, you're buying them individually. If you're buying the bundle, which enrolls you in both, that's where you get the discount. Of course, if you have any problems or questions, email academy at rcsworks.com. We are here to help you all the time. And again, you can see now the whole suite of products here over at academy.rcsworks.com. I'm going to pivot over here. I'm going to pivot to my Zeta for Engineers course. You'll notice this will look almost identical to all our typical courses that we have so far, right? And, ooh, great question here. Awesome. Amanda, what a great question. Thank you for checking in. Do you recommend us having Zeta first or wait till we have the Zeta course done? Great question. They're made to almost be taken individually, depending on what you need. Obviously, if you've never seen Zeta talking about setting up certain things or adjusting layouts, it might be easier to take the Zeta course first. So if you are taking both, I'd recommend taking the Zeta course first because that gives a little more description of what's going on, right? And saying, hey, here's these modules. Here's how Zeta operates. Now let's set that up, right? That type of thing. So what we'll do here today is kind of do like a 2-minute video. We'll take a knowledge check together. And if any questions, I'm here to help out. So in case you have any other questions, Amanda, let me know. So I want to outline here first. So again, access, it's going to be your same RCS Academy username and email. It's going to be, let's see, the same layout as well. So of course, we have multiple sections and lessons. Those lessons have videos and supplemental materials embedded within them. And then of course, you have knowledge checks. If you find yourself failing a knowledge check, it's a good indication that you really need to go back and rewatch the video. You must pass the final quiz to get to the next section, so on and so forth, right? And when you're done, you get certified in our master users list. We'll get you a letter of certification from both our CEO, Philippe Generali, and myself, as well as a certificate of completion that you can put on your resume, your LinkedIn profile, and all of that good stuff. So it's a great, great resume builder and new hires as well. So outlining this course overall, you'll see we have the engineering introduction, system settings, computer settings and stream groups, station settings, user rights, themes, appearances, and preferences. That's kind of like setting up the user, so to speak. We have lesson 6. That's kind of your everyday little pieces of the puzzle, content stores, backup restoring licensing, flat file assignments, hot spare, and background recorder. And then lesson 7 is more of a conceptual future idea with site replication, Zcast, and splits. Ways for engineers to realize that, ooh, these are some features that I don't have currently in place, but I might want to implement in the future, right? Something like that. So really great courses here. I want to take just a quick second here because Amanda mentioned about which one to take first. You may have noticed in the G-Selector, Acquira, and now the Zeta for Engineers, we have a much more robust introduction course. The idea is that we both want to introduce you to not only the actual product you're taking, but the academy itself and how we have multiple resources built into the academy to help you learn about, you know, that particular product, right? So I'm going to jump here to the second lesson here and go to the live metadata asset types, audio processing, and command mappings subtabs, right? So you can see here, here's the video right here. In fact, if I jump to the autoload, I'm going to jump to autoload. I digress here. I want to go to this one first. I want to show you some supplemental materials here. These are some of those supplemental materials we're talking about in the videos, right? So you can see here of list of audio formats. We're not going to run through each one of them inside the video. In fact, we're not going to go and quiz you and say, hey, which ones are can we play back, right? That type of thing, right? The idea here is we want to develop best practices, right? We're in a field that we want you to learn these products. We want you to be better and excel at your career. That's the purpose of RCS Academy. So all these questions, they're not made to be gotcha questions. They're made to encourage you to go, oh, that's best practices. And on the quiz, we will quiz you on that best practice to make sure you digest the information, right? And go from there. Because at the end of the day, Derek, who doesn't love a shiny brand new batch, right? Exactly. Thanks for checking in, Derek. So let's do this. So we are in lesson 2, part 3, auto load, audio format, voice track, and quick record subtabs. I'm going to watch this video with you. We should have the sound going. At least it was working. And then I'm just going to do a quick little 2-second snapshot. Then you and I are going to take the entire knowledge check together to kind of give you an idea of some of these questions, right? And if you fail the knowledge check, I'll be very disappointed in you. By the way, we've also updated some of these video settings as well. Full volume control. We have closed captionings and subtitles now on there as well. So in case your English is not your primary language, I apologize for speaking very fast, But we do have some closed captioning subtitles on here for you, and a couple of things too. There's some settings in here too. So in case you're curious, that's definitely an update on the video settings. But let's go ahead and dive into here and really talk about, let's do a quick little, what do you think, a minute and 30 seconds of listening to this, and we'll go from there.
As we continue to review the system settings, up next, we have the auto load tab, where users can define unlimited auto load instances. Auto loading is the efficient method of defining a location and then having Zeta constantly check that location for any new audio to automatically ingest into Zeta, respecting its corresponding auto load options outlined here. For example, it's common for engineers to set up multiple auto loads so Zeta will continue to import audio without any manual intervention. If there is a file that is being constantly ingested, like a weather or traffic report, rather than manually inserting the element, have Zeta handle the heavy lifting for you, or create multiple auto load profiles, each with specific song, link versus spot settings. You'll notice the same top workspace as live metadata and other Zeta setting tabs. There's active, name, priority, and more. These columns are all populated based on the options below, and left click to open an auto load instance or use the plus icon to create a new auto load task. Looking below, we have the option to activate an auto load, the name, and then there's two additional subtabs, general and advanced. Remember, because you can create multiple auto loads, don't hesitate to truly customize different types of auto loads. Engineers can create a single master folder like Zeta Auto Loads, and then establish multiple subfolders, each by their own asset type, station, or all the above. Make a note of the processed by dropdown and the defined import location, which we'll cover during the locations lesson. For now, note the plus icon to create a new location on the fly, or the edit icon to edit an existing location.
Boom. All right. Nothing like hiding the mute button on you. You can hear me now. Great. All right. Studio 2.0. We're off and running over here, guys. So I know that was quick. I know it was super, super brief, but as you can tell, it's kind of an example of how we talk about a certain topic. So notice, by the way, that we talk about the not only what you're seeing in front of you, but real life user examples here as well. At the bottom, you can tell there's supplemental materials followed by a knowledge check. So why don't you and I go ahead and take this knowledge check together? Derek's already passed, so he can't, you know, take it right now. And you'll notice that these questions are essentially, and I'll zoom this in for us too, so it can be nice. And how's that? Is that better? That looks better. And so what we can do here is essentially just take these questions and see how well we digested the information. These questions are true, false, multiple choice, or select multiple answers. And remember, they're not made to confuse you. They're made to develop best practices. So in regard to system auto audio format subtab, select all the correct behaviors. There are multiple answers. So think about best practices. So engineers are not limited to a single audio format and can select various audio formats, including wave. Yeah, that looks great to me, right? They should be able to do that. Zeta is equipped with a custom audio format option so that engineers can integrate Zeta with the audio formats encoder for advanced audio delivery. That is also correct. Engineers can establish a default audio format across all asset types like WAV for commercial broadcast quality. That is also correct. Engineers can define a different audio format for each asset type like WAV for songs, links, and spots, and then MP3 for custom audio or exporting audio outside of Zeta. Also true. Notice how we kind of guide you to these best practices. We want you to encourage you as an engineer that I know that I can do these types of things, right? In regard to system voice track, quick record, subtab, select all of the correct settings engineers can control. There are multiple answers. The number of days Zeta will keep a voice track after successfully played in the log. That's true. Voice track and quick record recording duration warnings so that users don't leave voice tracks recording, causing potential conflicts. Huh, that's also true. Head and tail audio duration for Zeta to go voice tracks, e.g. formats with longer intros may require more time to accommodate fade outs. Guess what? Also correct. The title of the voice track, clip board. Yes, also correct with some variables here, by the way. If you noticed, back in the supplemental materials, we gave you a list of variables that you could essentially screenshot or save and have in a little folder ready to go so that when you have a user who goes to you and says, hey, can we adjust the name of this voice track? You can say, I know exactly where to do that. I have a little you know, saved document from my RCS Academy days. An engineer is working on building two new auto load tasks. There's an hour-long Sunday morning show and a daily traffic report that runs multiple times throughout the day. From the system auto load subtab, how would the engineer construct these two auto load tasks? Now, notice the real life example here, all right? Sunday morning show, it's a wave. Now, we talk about this directly in the video, right? So we say in the video, here's a real life example. Sunday morning show, it's a wave, which means a larger file. Then there's a smaller traffic report that runs multiple times throughout the day. One large file, multiple tiny files. How would we construct these two auto load tasks? Now, would they create two auto load tasks? Since it's reoccurring, the traffic report would be a priority one with a high polling interval as to making sure it imports first. Since the Sunday show is once a week, it would be a lower priority and polling interval. That sounds promising. Let's see what else we got. They would create two auto load tasks. Okay. Since the Sunday show is once a week, it would be a priority one with a high polling interval to make sure it imports first. Since it's reoccurring, the traffic report would be a lower priority and polling interval. That doesn't seem right, right? So let's go to the next one. Since Zeta can only handle one auto load task, they would have to combine both auto loads into a single task. No, that right off the bat, we know that's wrong, right? Off the bat, because we talked about how we're building two new auto load tasks. So continuing on here, if it manually deal with a conflict, no, we're not dealing with manual conflict. That's not the right answer. That's just wrong. If we would create two auto load tasks, since it's reoccurring, the traffic report would be a priority one with a high polling interval to make sure it imports first. Since the Sunday show is once a week, it would also be a priority one with a high polling interval. Now, wait a second. No, that's not best practices, because why would we create and establish a priority hierarchy and have both of them be the same priority? So that's going to tell us that, hey, it just so happens that A is the correct answer here. And by the way, this answer for you might be A, for me might be B, and for Derek might be C, because all questions, all answers, all knowledge checks, final quizzes, and final exams are all randomized. So we'll move quick here for time purposes while working within the system auto load subtab. Aside from do not match file checksum, select all of the matching behaviors that engineers can match on. Guess what? They can match on media ID, file name, file path, title artist, all that good stuff. An engineer is looking to automate ingesting music. So once again, another real life example. We're looking to automate ingesting music so that instead of multiple users adding songs locally, Zeta will pull in all music from a centralized location automatically with the proper settings. What system subtab will allow them to create and customize these types of tasks? Now, notice right there, we are not only establishing a real life example, but we're kind of hinting you on like, hey, by the way, you can probably make this a little more efficient, these daily workflows. Like, we're trying to encourage you, like, did you know you can do this and save yourself some time, energy, and, you know, maybe focus on other different tasks, stuff like that. So let's see here. Engineers looking to automate ingesting music. So in this topic, we were talking about audio format. Well, audio format's going to deal towards how the audio is formatted. So no. General, maybe. Voice tracks, no, that's not ingesting music. And auto, oh, definitely auto load. Definitely auto load. We'll take that. We'll finish this quiz and let's see what we got. Drumroll, please, please, Corey. 5 out of 5 answered correctly. We click here next to continue and we keep going on the course. Again, a next section, scheduled maintenance. We got some supplemental materials here showing you examples of the publish feature and the next knowledge check there as well. So, hope you can see this is a great resource for you and your team. New hires, brand new users to Zeta, getting people caught up to speed. What we're finding a lot of is, you know, current Zeta users have, let's say, that hire that's a year or so old, and they're just kind of learning as they're going. And this is a great way to establish that engineering foundation, right? And we go through every nook and cranny inside of the Zeta configuration dropdown. That's the idea. And by the way, this was written on Zeta 525.1, which is currently in not even alpha, I don't think. So that's going to be released in like quarter one of next year. So this is a completely up to date with all the additional features of 523, 524, and 525.1. So we're talking about some of those features as they would look like for the next couple of years, right? So we'll make sure to give you all the resources we can to really, you know, lead you to a path of success. That's the idea there. So last call for questions here. I'm just going to review one more time. Once again, you can access all of this over at rcsworks.com, or you can go to Academy at academy.rcsworks.com. That's our homepage right here. You can see we have a full list of suite of products. If you go to cash out in your cart, do not forget that we have a Zeta bundle. So we're taking both. You're like Amanda and seeing which one you should take first. I would take Zeta first and the Zeta for our engineers second. Otherwise, we have that course by itself. They're made to be taken independently, just so you know. But obviously, there's some reference in there from back and forth in case, you know, for example, hey, we're adding this song. This is where you want to do the audio format. You know, we talk about adding a song. We talk about the format when you add a song, stuff like that. So any other questions, of course, you can always email us at academy@rcsworks.com. We're always here to help out. If you want to check out past videos, that's going to be on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. There's about 150 how-to tips and tricks videos free for you to utilize. Those are on YouTube, they're on Facebook, and they're on our website as well. The beauty of rcsworks.com is that we do a written blog on each one of these videos. So if you're curious about what the video is talking about, we do a full write-up for you and then say, oh, interesting, okay, I'm going to watch that video. Or let's be honest, Nate, you talk all the time about radio. I don't need to learn about this particular topic. I get it. I'm not offended. You can read about it and skip right over it. I'm not offended. Don't worry about it. And in case you're curious about a specific topic, just email us. You know, email myself or support, whomever. We'll guide you to the right video so that we can save you some time, because that's the most important thing, is we're trying to maximize your time here, right? So if you're like, hey, Nate, I'm looking for a video on X, I probably have it somewhere. I can just shoot you the quick link, saving you some time. Or if you want to browse, please browse away and go to town. It's a lot of great resources there for you. And remember, big, big picture here, the idea is that the RCS Academy builds foundational knowledge, all the nooks and crannies, where the RCS Live videos essentially takes information and applies other very unique real-time information, right? So for example, if we're in the G-Selector world, we're talking about essentially a, you know, where would I apply a holiday weekend, or what's a browse list, right? And then of course, inside, you know, the RCS Live videos, we say, well, we know what a browse list is. Let's build an A to Z weekend. Stuff like that. Last call for questions here. Ooh, a whole bunch. Let me see. Hold on a second. There is not right now, Sam. Unfortunately, there's not. If you want to poke me, we'll maybe discuss. There is educational discounts, I believe, as well, just so you know. So there is educational discounts for all of the above. But if you want to email me, we can talk about that offline. Amanda, thank you so much. I appreciate you for checking in, Amanda. That sounds great. Thank you. We'll be in touch. That's awesome. And of course, our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. But we're really excited for this one. Again, as you can see, looking at the suite of RCS products, we got G-Selector Music Scheduling. We got Aquira for traffic. We got Zeta for automation. Now Zeta for engineers, an extra level of knowledge for those administrators and engineers who need automation. We got some cool things coming on the horizon too, some extra classes as well. And if you're ever on the road, reach out to us, stop on by, especially for 2025. We'll be back on the road. Some bring your database, bring whatever, bring your questions. We'll be taking the Academy on the road to help you out there as well. But I got some more RCS Lives on the way. Keep a live look on our social media pages for the next scheduled RCS Live. Otherwise, I will see you, hopefully, if not in Seattle, I will see you around